Recording.
Morning, everyone. This is my audio mode day 9, Blackpool Babe 29. 11 years ago today is when we found somewhere to live in Blackpool. Before that, I lived in Oldham. I was born in Oldham, brought up in Oldham. But in May 2003, we decided that we'd like to move to Blackpool. We'd been a few times over to Blackpool to try and find properties which we liked, and we wanted to rent and settle down in Blackpool. But we'd been to see 6 more properties before this, and they weren't suitable for one reason or another. Some of them didn't want to take the guide dog, and although they're not supposed to do that, but I thought, I'm not arguing with them. And that's Ziggy moving about. Lie down, Zig. Come on, lie down, like Gunny. Sorry about that. So today was the day. We used to keep coming over and getting, while we were over here looking at other houses, we used to get the Blackpool Gazette, and we found this agency called Newbury Properties, and I phoned up and told them what we needed, and he said, well, strangely enough, I'm in the process of buying a house which has a ground floor extension, and we thought it would just be like a ground floor bedroom, possibly a bathroom. But anyway, we came to look at it on the 9th of June, 2003. We had a good look round. We liked it, and obviously it had a full extension with a lounge, kitchen, dining room and bedroom, and bathroom. And that was ideal for my mum, so she wouldn't have to climb any stairs. And we decided that we wanted to rent it, so we sorted all the papers out. We had to come back actually on the Wednesday. We looked at it on the Monday. We had to come back on the Wednesday to go to the estate agent to sign the actual papers, because he didn't have all the papers with him. And he said, well, I'm out on the Tuesday, so if you could come back on the Wednesday, which we did. And we signed all those papers, as I say, and then we had to start all the packing up in Oldham then. We had 8 days to pack up 2 houses. So you can imagine we were very busy, because we actually moved over on the 19th of June, because we didn't want to waste that month's rent that we'd paid. Excuse me. So, we had 8 days to pack everything up. It was hard work, but we did it. And then we moved over here on the 19th. We got a big, massive removal van to take the stuff from both houses, my mum's house and our house in Oldham. And we got here about 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the 19th of June, but the furniture didn't come till about 4:30. So it was about 8 or 9 o'clock at night by the time they'd unpacked it all and we got everything into the rooms, and we managed to put the bed together in Mum's room and put some curtains up. Because obviously with it being downstairs, we needed curtains up in my mum's room, because at the time the fencing was only about 3 foot high, so people could see in from the back. We've got higher fencing now because the landlord replaced it for me, put 6 foot fencing up now. But for the first year, we had like low fencing. So we got that ready, put the curtains up, got my mum's bed in, got her settled in. We got Tammy's bed up and got that settled in so she could get to bed and things. And what we had to do for the first night in our bedroom at the back, because there was no lace curtain up or anything in there, we didn't have a chance to put any full curtains up. So what we did was we got the long pieces for the wardrobes, and we put them against the window for the night so nobody could see in. And then we slept on the floor on a mattress just for that night till we got everything sorted out the next day, got the rest of the beds up and everything. And that was how we come to live over in Blackpool. And as I say, I've been here now for 11 years, and I love the house, love the area. And we had to get the dog pen brought from, because it's the old dog pens we used to get from Bolton. Still got it now, metal pen. So they had to bring that over from Oldham and set that up for me. So the first couple of days, I didn't have a dog pen, but we cleaned up as and when, you know, obviously we needed to. But they put some flags down and put the pen on that, and it's still there now. So that's good. So we had everything for Alfie at the time, my guide dog at the time. And, I'm really glad that I moved over here. I wouldn't want to move back to Oldham, but I really love it here, and I love the house, as I say. It's quite a big house. It's quite roomy, as if you listened yesterday, I described it hopefully you got the gist of what it was like. But yeah, it is, and it's a nice quiet area. There's not much problems, you know, go on really. We've got pretty good neighbours as well next door on both sides. The man that gave us the hi-fi unit, he's not there much. He works for British Nuclear Fuel, so he's not there much, and he lives on his own. But he's not too bad. And then the other neighbour next door, Chris and Heather. Now, Chris is very helpful if I need anything doing. If my washer gets blocked or something, he comes and sorts it out for me. Takes the coin trap out and cleans it out for me if it gets blocked. Or, like, if I can't reach to put a bulb in on the stairs, I don't like Tammy climbing up on things. He'll do that and things like that for me. He's quite kind, really. He's very friendly. And there's a couple of people over the road we know. But apart from that, we keep ourselves to ourselves, really. But it is a nice area, and it's pretty near to get to the bus stop and the local shops, and a nice pub locally called The Squirrel. So, yeah, I think it's one of the best moves I did make from Oldham, really. There's not much going on in Oldham now, but there's always plenty going on in Blackpool. So, yeah, it was a good thing we did, coming over. And unfortunately, my mum's had to go back to Oldham now because she's more or less in a wheelchair now, and I couldn't manage to look after her properly. So she's gone to live with my sister again in Oldham. But still in touch with them all, so that's fine. And, yeah, that's the move to Blackpool, really. Not too interesting, but OK, really. And hopefully I'll be in this house for years to come, if everything goes well. So take care, everyone. Have a nice day. Bye for now.